This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, March 11th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. From the USA Today, National Napping Day is here for you this Monday after daylight savings time. Now, after most Americans lost an hour of sleep over the weekend, a day to celebrate naps seems more than welcome. Clocks were set ahead Sunday morning to observe daylight saving time, not daylight savings time. That happened to all of us unless you live in Arizona or in Hawaii, which are the two states who do not observe it. The time change was first enacted by the federal government in 1918 as a way to conserve coal. Now, while clocks jumped ahead, our bodies likely haven't adjusted yet, and they probably won't for another 5 to 7 days, according to sleep experts. Hence, National Napping Day. Now, the holiday is about as official as Pancake Day, according to Boston University. A professor and his wife began observing the day to show the health benefits of napping, saying, "We chose this particular Monday because Americans are more nap-ready than usual after losing an hour of sleep to daylight saving time." That's according to Professor William Anthony. "People who regularly don't get enough sleep are usually the most affected by the lost hour." That's from Timothy Morgenthaler, Mayo Clinic's co-director of the Center for Sleep Medicine. If you can't tell, I'm a little groggy too. People who are sleep deprived might struggle with memory, learning, social interactions, and overall cognitive performance. Some advocate that napping could help. Short naps, 10 to 30 minutes in the afternoon, can be a great way to recharge. That's according to Lois Cron, a psychiatrist and sleep specialist at the Mayo Clinic. Now, the internet couldn't agree more. Hashtag National Napping Day, top Twitter trends this morning. So, not a lot to get to here, but hey, it's a napping day. What do you expect? Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay. I'm on board. In fact, living in California, I'm on board with the resolution that was passed in November to stop with this daylight saving time. Now, the state legislature has to do their part and get everything through. So, fingers crossed that that will happen. There are numerous studies about how bad today is in terms of work productivity, in terms of car accidents, in terms of overall health. Heart attacks today are way up over an average day. And part of it is because of losing that hour of sleep. And gaining it in the fall really doesn't make up for it. So here's what I say. Rest of country. And here's something I almost never say. Let's follow Arizona's lead and not do daylight saving time anymore. National Napping Day? Okay. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked. I'm waving to the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me? Some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me too?